back to Anything Goes. I'm your 5-wing-4 host, Madison.
And I'm your 9-wing-1 host, Kaden.
This is a podcast about the Enneagram. So just some announcements. You can reach us at anythinggoes@gmail.com, same way it's spelled here. We also have, I don't even know what it is anymore. Is it X now? It's not Twitter anymore.
I guess.
Yeah, he like changed it.
No one else calls it X though. It's just him.
It's just, well, whatever it is. We have Twitter X. I don't even know what it officially is anymore because I keep hearing people call it Twitter X. So I don't even know if it is Twitter X or if it's just X. We still have it, but it's, I don't know how long. I feel like I'm just never going to delete it is what's going to happen, but we're just going to stop using it. But it's there.
Yeah. Did you hear about how they put a giant X in their headquarters and then got told off for it because they didn't have a permit to do that?
I did not hear about that. But that sounds like something he would do. Yeah. So you can tweet us /X us. Whatever the verbiage is, at anything goes.
You can add us.
Yeah, you can add us there. I'm just going to have to get an Instagram. But you have to put pictures. I don't want to put pictures. No one uses Facebook anymore. Maybe we'll just fully convert to a Reddit account.
I think Reddit might be the
last bastion.
Reddit and Tumblr are the only kind of social media platforms that I know of that are. Did you hear that?
No.
Alyssa has offered to run our Tumblr page.
That would
she is on Tumblr a lot.
Yeah, that would be fun. Moving on from that, we are starting twos. Drumroll. It's only been 5 months that we've been working on ones. So, starting with twos, we're going to start today with two wing ones. Are you ready to jump on in?
Yeah, let's get started.
Okay, so let's start with the base fear and desire. Overall, twos have the base fear that they are unlovable and the base desire to be loved. Now, this is where the distinction kind of starts to come in between the wings because they add a little flavor to that. So the two-wing ones get kind of a little bit of the perfectionism and the am I a bad person thing coming from the ones. And so they seek to kind of like perfect themselves and in order to be loved by individuals. They also have the name the companion / the servant, but I don't really like the servant. I don't really like that. I like companion better.
Yeah, bad connotations with the servant.
Yeah. So I like the companion better. They are much more into like becoming a better person in order to be loved. In contrast to the two wing three, which we aren't going to focus too much on today, we're just going to dive into this difference. The two wing three is a double shame category, and so it's more image based. They care less about actually being a good person worthy of love and more about cultivating the image of being a good person worthy of love. So that's the main difference.
Sounds good.
Yeah. One is more
trying to dive.
Yeah. Yeah, let's, yeah, we can dive on in. So base two-wing one traits and stuff like that, they are more genuine and they tend to have a purer place to start with, a pure sense of generosity. They
are you
also
talking about, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
When you say genuine, do you mean genuine as in it's like originating from them, or genuine as in like false versus true, you know?
A little bit of both.
Okay,
so because the two wing one is both in the shame category and in the gut anger category. So you've got heart and gut working together, and you've got shame and anger working together. And so that anger is like a self-righteous, the world needs to be better kind of anger. You know what I mean? So like when they see people in pain, that causes a genuine reaction from them to be like, I want to change this. And also, they aren't doing it as much. Obviously, they still can do it sometimes for the image, but they're less doing it for like, look at how I look. Look at me being a good, kind, caring person, and more of, I'm just going to do this. So,
Got it.
and that does not mean that the three, like a two wing three, can't be genuine and things like that, or that a two wing one can't do things for just the image. Just that in general, that's how they split. Like if you're doing this more than the other. They have this ethical sense coming from that type one, a stronger connection and pull towards ethics and morals and being kind of like a perfect partner because of that.
You think that that's, I mean, obviously we think about the one as kind of a prototypical, like, ethical backbone person. Do you think that the body itself, like that whole triad, is a little bit more oriented towards those, like, deep-seated, instinctual, ethical boundaries?
So as a five, as someone in the head type, I don't know, because for me, ethics are a very logical, like if you've ever seen the Good Place, like a Chidi reasoning them out, you know what I mean? Like ethics are like, you can spell them out, you can write them out. For me, they're not in my gut. It's not like a gut sense of this is wrong. It's more like my head says this is wrong.
Got it.
So
Okay.
I
So
don't know
maybe.
how you're, yeah. I feel like shame and hurt people are going to feel it in their feels.
Like, I
And
feel bad about myself, and therefore I know I'm wrong.
yeah. So, and
Instead
this,
of, I know this is wrong.
yeah, this sucks too because we don't have anyone in that category. We don't have anyone in the podcast on we're ahead in a
We
gut.
should just get Frada to come join our
We
podcast.
should. We should have her on. We should try and do a guest segment where we bring on a person from each type. Maybe we'll
That'd
do
be
that after the
fun.
mini mini
We'll do
series.
that in 5 years when we get through all of this stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
I only say that.
If you want to be one of our guests, email us or X
Oh,
us, I guess.
yeah.
We'll talk to you all
Yeah.
day.
For sure. I only ask because I, maybe this is a little tangent here, but like, I think about ones being super ethical, and then eights also have that. And I having a conversation about ethics or some philosophy thing at work the other day, and I realized in myself, for me, it's very much like an internalized, like, oh, I just, like, this is the kind of person I want to be, and therefore that's how I act. And sometimes it's in accordance with that, sometimes it's not, right? Like, I'm a person, I fuck up sometimes. But I wonder if that dipping into the body, like, we think about it being like a one thing, but maybe it's like the ones are a particular version of a body thing more
Yeah.
generally.
And I definitely see that in different people, like something being wrong, it's viscerally wrong to them. They feel it in their gut. Whereas me, I'm just like, it never touches there. Rare, I mean, sometimes it does. But it's got to be like really wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's got to
Well,
be
and
really
one.
wrong to activate, like to send me into my gut and like send me to eight, you know?
Yeah. One thing to note about that, though, too, is that, like, that they get that too on the eight when they disintegrate as a two. That's still that, like,
Oh,
that
yeah.
two anger and like rage and like the kind of I don't know what the good, I don't know if disaffected is the right word, but the sort of like I don't think I painted a good picture there, but something's happening in my brain. I can't quite put it into words.
Yeah,
We'll
you're
continue.
getting.
I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, the two wing one is a very bal is very balanced between gut and heart, because there's
Yeah.
gut in their disintegration, gut in their wing, heart in integration, and heart in just being a heart type. So there's like a nice balance. Whereas in the two wing three, the three wing, the two, and their four integration is all shame, all heart, with just integration being to eight. No.
Disintegration.
Disintegration is to eight,
Yeah.
integration is to four. That's right.
Yes.
I had to
Yeah.
think about it for a second. I don't have the.
But I guess that makes them like that, they're ethical, right? In that instinctive way about like I feel like this is wrong, and they maybe won't be able to verbalize that as much as this, just sort of like, well, but it is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, so they are being in the gut and heart. They're really good at like recognizing the feelings and needs of others, just like a regular two, but they're kind of better at it because it's not hidden behind shame or like imagery. So they also tend to act in service to those around them. This is where the servant comes in, because they tend to want to take care of people's needs, but not in the same way that if two wing three does. The two wing three is doing it for the image base. They actually want to cater to your needs when they're doing it. This again is, if this feeds into them being selfless, but they also don't lose sight of their own needs. So they're better able to put up boundaries. They're better able to take care of their own needs, and this feeds into less of the giving to get. As a two, they're still going to do giving to get, but it's going to be a lot less often, a lot
So
less
this type
shaming
is,
you. Yeah.
it's maybe counterbalancing some of the things we think about as more typical to behavior.
Yeah. These are definitely going to be the more chill twos.
Got it.
Yeah. Not as high strung, you know. They also like to repress negative emotions and desires, and that comes from that one, that sense of like, this is bad, this is wrong. They get a little sense of the like, I am unlovable because I'm bad and wrong, and so they want to shove that down. They want to repress that. Also, so in the fear of being unloved slash desire to be loved, their fears are just ever so slightly different, okay? So two wing one's fear is the fear of being unloved and unworthy, versus the two wing three's fear of being disliked and undervalued. So you've got unloved versus disliked, and unworthy versus undervalued.
So it's about the sort of quote unquote objective reality of it versus people's perception of that reality.
Yes. A lot less image driven, more genuine, more like in reality, the here and now. I have a funny feeling that this type is also going to be like, I bet twoing ones are less likely to be social types. I bet you could get it, but my guess is that they're going to be one of the counter types. Well,
What makes you
no,
say
because that would
that?
be for the whole type. I don't know. I don't know what a two wing one social would look like. Maybe just giving more into the two wing three-ish aspect. I don't know. We'll see. We'll delve into it a little bit
Well,
more when we
I
do
think when
more
we talk about
research.
social, we can maybe discuss what a two wing one and a two wing three might look like in a social context.
Yeah. Gotta do a little more research on that. Let's see. Did I say that they're better at setting boundaries?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that. All right, that's all I got for like the basis of them. Do you want to go for strengths, or do you want to talk about something else before we move on to that?
Strength works for me.
Okay, so their strengths. They're better able to recognize the needs of others than their two wing three counterparts, because they are more focused on less the image and more the person themselves. They have a better awareness of their own growth areas, and this becomes like it's not clouded by as much shame. They're better able to look at themselves in a realistic light. And because of that, they're able to stay in the present and in the now a little bit more than falling into the grandiose traps of the two and three. And they're just really good at connecting and offering support and encouragement that is geared to like a specific person. They're very good at connecting one-on-one. That's the strengths I have.
Interesting.
The strengths I found.
What do you see as the big differentiation? And this is maybe a little off topic here, but the big differentiation between a two wing one and a one wing two.
Wing one and one wing two.
If someone's sort of teetering in the middle there and not quite sure.
I think A, it comes a lot more down to what are your priorities? Are your priorities you or are your priorities your partner slash friends slash your place in society? Who do you value slash what do you value more?
Got it.
Because if you value being a good person for the sake of being a good person and for the sake of you being a good person versus what it will get you and like how it will affect you and your partnership or you and your friendships, like that's the big difference. Why do you want to be good?
So it's that internally facing versus externally facing type. You know, is it about myself or is it about other people? Cool.
All right. Weaknesses. All right. So twos get that like one or twoing ones get the one self-criticalness and insecurity because of that. They need a lot of encouragement. They kind of even though they're not image driven, they still need a lot more encouragement than say a twoing three would because they're more focused on individuals instead of getting blanket praise from groups of people. So they need a little more encouragement. They do, even though they're better at putting up boundaries, they still sacrifice their own personal needs when it comes to their needs versus a partner's or someone they loves. And they'll do that much more often than a twoing three who's doing more minor sacrifices for like group image. And then they are not really good at taking criticism. It hurts their feelings a lot because they already feel like they're a little bit of a bad person from that one wing. And then when they get criticized, it can hurt their feelings.
Got it.
That's
And
all I have for
because that's,
weaknesses.
yeah. Trying to think through there, like on the critique level, do you think it also hurts more? Like it hurts because of the,
They also want to
why
be
is
seen
my,
as good.
yeah, but more in the sense of like, if their goal is to help other people, if it's like, oh, you know, I kind of want to be seen as helpful, like one person's opinion won't necessarily sway that. But if it's like, I want to help other people, like knowing that is a person that you have not helped, it's sort of a insult on top of injury kind of thing, of also feeding into your own fears.
Probably. I'm not sure exactly. Twos, chime in. All right, ready to go on to some examples?
Ready?
All right, so some examples of this type. Again, these are open to interpretation. From Harry Potter, the general online consensus is that Molly and Hagrid are both twoing ones. They're not very image driven. They're doing it specifically to be good and take care of like their family or the animals that they care about.
Interesting. Give me just a minute to Google.
Also, online consensus is also that Wilson from House, if you've ever seen House, is a twoing one, and I also greatly agree with that. He's sensitive.
I've never watched apps.
You haven't? It's insane. House is almost definitely a five, and it's a 5-2. Wilson's his best friend, and it's a 5-2 toxic combination. Oh no, I dove somewhere I shouldn't have because my partnership is five wing four, two wing one. KJ's a two-wing one.
There you go.
And that's it's kind of the relationship.
Between House and Wilson
Yes.
in
Only
your house.
theirs is very toxic.
Oh, okay.
But like anyone who's
Well,
ever questioned like what, because there's a lot of like people who will be like, why do twos and fives get together? What does a two and five relationship look like? What do you guys get out of this? Do you
look
want
at
to see?
House.
Watch House. Watch House and Wilson together. Their relationship, their friendship.
Have you watched Star Trek?
No.
I've only watched the Next Generation. I haven't seen the original one. The Enneagram Institute says that Dr. McCoy from Star Trek is a two. And I think if that man is a two, he's probably a two wing one and not a two wing three.
I don't know.
This is the same guy that doesn't. Don't know, maybe not.
Also, I don't know enough about Henry Cavill, but he kept coming up as a two-wing one. Like everyone was like, this man is a two-wing one, apparently from
Ew.
his interviews. And I don't know enough about him. So chime in. Do you guys think he's a two-wing one? Yeah.
That's the Superman Witcher guy, huh?
Yeah. But everyone claims that he's a two and specifically a two-wing one. I have no idea if he is or not. I'll have to watch some
Interesting.
interviews.
Get a sense of it.
Yeah. They also said Margot Robbie was a two-wing one. I could see potentially Margot. I could see Margot Robbie being a two and maybe a two-wing one.
Oh, that's the Barbie lady, huh?
I don't know enough
See, you
about
can just
them.
tell that I don't watch
Yeah.
anything ever.
I think real people are, especially celebrities, are a little harder to categorize because you're definitely getting
Well,
like what they show
you've
the
got a
public.
face. Yeah, that's not who they are.
Yeah, I do think that the face that Margot Robbie puts on is like a two-wing one.
It.
Is she a two-wing one? I can't say for sure. She's definitely around there somewhere, I would think. But Molly and Hagrid, their characters, they're a little less dimensional, so I could see them.
Being that,
Yeah.
yeah.
And Wilson, also character, I can say with more assurity. So yeah.
Nice.
All right, that's all I had.
Yeah.
All
That
right.
sounds good. X us, I get no, don't X us. That sounds
Yes,
awful.
it's awful. Why would he change
Don't
it?
even at us, because that's a whole other connotation. Just
Yeah.
email us. Just go
Yeah.
back, write us a letter,
You
and then take a
don't
picture
even
of it
have
and
to do
email
that. You
us.
can just type HI send, like just hi.
Hi,
Just yeah.
send. I really wish that technology was not technology sometimes, and we can just go back to writing letters and having things take a long time so people stopped freaking out about stuff. We just
Yeah.
need things to like progress over the course of a month instead of 2 days.
Yeah. But yeah, email us. I still have whatever Twitter is, so you can probably reach us through that. And meet us back here in a month for twoing threes. Bye.